we would take a look at insurance through a non-traditional avenue and look at how it's treated in film and TV and try and apply some concepts from that. So I will say my last lead-in is some of these clips, we tried to make them as short and punchy as we can. Some of them take a little bit of time to develop, but we hope this is going to be cool. If it sucks, blame anybody but anyone on the stage. All right, Beth, anything you want to add before we get started?
No, let's go.
Okay. All right. Some people, those in the group who are social, I'm not in that group, but you might go to like cocktail parties or other events, especially the holidays coming up, and people are like, what do you do? You know, what do you do for a living? And you say, I'm an insurance lawyer.
I say I'm a travel writer.
Okay, that's a good one. And I say that I eat candy corns. It's hard to make a living with that, but it's true. So people might say, great, that's nice. Let's find something else to talk about. And so what we thought we would do is find actually a movie that talks about what we do. So we bring you, this is the credits part. All right. You know this had to be in here, right?
I'm an insurance lawyer. I'm not sure I want to pick that up.
So this is Tom Hanks has figured out that being an insurance lawyer is the coolest job on the planet. We thought that was great. And then we thought, again, let's talk about insurance conferences.
You know, everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally. Honey, I'd like you to meet Del Griffith. He's got some amusing anecdotes for you. Oh, and here's a gun so you can blow your brains out. You'll thank me for it.